alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Eric's robot, who looks like, who'd you say, Kathleen?
Yes.
Oh, looks like Kathleen.
No, one for me, one for her.
Oh, yeah, she has one that looks like you.
Correct.
Ah, who's better?
Robot.
Oh, gosh, the little ever-ready bunny. Okay, all right, Joseph.
Oh, wow. On that note, Moon Age Daydream, Guardians of the Galaxy, I mentioned it earlier, David Bowie. Song featured in the film Guardians of the Galaxy. We are paying our respects and celebrating his life. What a talented, talented musician and actor.
Major talent.
Yes. So let's go over a few other new movies that opened up yesterday. Let's start with The Benefactor. Dakota Fanning and Theo James play a newly married couple that is forced to navigate the all-consuming interest of a powerful, mysterious, and possessive philanthropist played by Richard Gere. Now, we saw a Richard Gere movie a few months ago where he played a homeless man. And
did?
Yes, and it was a very, very interesting role. He's been taking on these rather unique performances lately, and this is another one. The movie itself isn't terrific. The story is kind of, you know, predictable, and you know, I didn't care for the story all that much. Basically, it demonstrates that this character, you know, these philanthropists and philanthropy in general can kind of become all-consuming and kind of, you know, it's not so much about charity as it is about ego and what, you know, so Richard Gere as a character study, this is a nice movie. As a performance, absolutely excellent. I'm giving The Benefactor 3 stars. So I think for the performance, and that's what I'm saying, how, you know, the movie itself kind of dragged the whole movie, you know, down, but the performance is excellent.
Okay,
so I highly recommend checking out The Benefactor just for Richard Gere's performance. Dakota Fanning, it's a different performance for her, but I thought that she could have done a little bit more here. She's pregnant in the film. I'm surprised, you know.
How did she do that and separate from real life?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Moonwalkers. Ron Perlman plays an unstable CIA agent who, after failing to locate the legendary Stanley Kubrick, must instead team up with a seedy rock band manager played by Rupert Grint, speaking of Harry Potter, to develop the biggest con of all time, staging the moon landing. I did not care for this film at all.
Didn't see it.
It's okay. You know, again, it's all subjective, you know, whatever you want to think about it. But it's very kind of, it felt like a drug trip. It felt like an acid trip.
Why? Have you had one before?
No. Yes. But
then how would you know?
No, it's just kind of like the colors and everything. It's just they go in these weird
Eric,
back.
Eric, we have him on his heels right now. He's back against the rope, doing the rope.
Oh, yes.
So it felt like an acid trip.
No, I didn't care for the appearance that made it look like that. It was just a very psychedelic looking movie.
Oh, I got you.
And they went into weird directions. It's a first-time director, and I think he's trying to find his footing in the film. He tried too many different things. The tonal fluctuations just didn't work for me. Moonwalkers, it's a very silly premise, and if you really like that premise of Stanley Kubrick and, you know, the moon landing, staging the moon landing,
oh, yeah,
it might be okay for you, but I think that it's kind of a one-note type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. So two stars for Moonwalkers. You know, that might be a little bit generous for it as well. So let's talk about Lamb. I mentioned it earlier, very controversial film. Ross Partridge plays a man who meets a young girl, played by Una Lawrence, in a parking lot and attempts to help her avoid a bleak destiny by initiating her into the beauty of the outside world. The journey shakes them in ways neither expect. So you've got this grown man who is, he's married, he's got the, and he's also got an affair going on the side. And then there's this
kind of multitask.
Yeah, there you go. And then there's this.
I've never heard it called that. Multitasking.
She's giving you permission to multitask.
And you said you're really good at multitasking. You told me that many times. She did. She did say that. Yeah. Do I have pictures to prove it? Yes, I do. Should we put it on the website? Yes, we will.
Okay. On the Facebook page as well? BreakRager.com. Click on the big F.
Do you want to?
Extra charge.
That's what she's used to say.
Okay.
And, can you believe it?
And of course, then there's
she's in Vegas 5 days a week.
Then there's this young girl who is she's dressing inappropriately, and she's going up to, you know, she's taking dares from her peers, going up to this grown man, you know, asking for a cigarette. I mean, she's just this little girl.
Wow.
And so then he plays it, you know, he says, let's play this trick on your friends. He pretends to kidnap her, scares her, and then what do you think her friends think?
I don't know.
Oh, well, they don't do anything about it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really, and then she goes home. And you think her mother and father missed her?
No.
So he's basically, you know, trying to take care of this young girl. But then when you've got this grown man who's got this relationship with this young girl, and it's kind of a fatherly relationship. He's just trying to, like, show her these, you know, situations where she's not getting in real life people who actually care about her. And then he says, hey, you want to go on a trip? And she says, well, how long, you know, do you think it'll take for my parents to miss me? And he says, they probably won't.
Yeah. Oh, and
wow. That is so sad.
It is a very sad movie, and so then he does take her on this trip, and it, like it says in the synopsis, it shakes them in ways that neither expects. A very controversial film, because if you walk into this film with preconceived notions about what it's about or the relationship that they have, you know, this is highly inappropriate, then you are not going to get anything out of it. But if you go in with an open mind, you will see, you know, you will get a message about the human connection. You will get a message about relationships and just, you know, what it is to have compassion and understand one another and understand that we all need caring and people to care about us as well. And so it is a very sad movie. It is a very challenging.
That just breaks my heart.
It is a very challenging movie. I am giving it 4 stars. Again,
wow.
An amazing film that will really touch you and really challenge you, cause you to think and cause you to really feel and work your emotions and you know, work out those things that you might have
now
in your head.
Which movie is this?
Lamb.
Wow, Mary yes. had a little...
Lamb.
Thank you.
But it's also on video on demand. It's playing only at... I think all three of the films that I just mentioned are only playing in limited theaters.
Well, I wish you would have had me watch Lamb
Sorry.
This week.
Well, check it out.
It's on video on demand.
Check it out on video on demand. We should talk about it next week, because here's the thing. Not too many important movies that open next week. There are some. I don't know if we're going to be covering any of them, though, because none of them struck my fancy.
What's the best one? What's the most famous one?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up and let you know, but it's not...
Well, we'll see what hits us. But
yeah.
Either that or
maybe check out some of these that we've talked about
recently. I think I definitely will check some of these, especially that are on video on demand. And, you know, a lot of our audience, I think, are in the similar situation as a lot of people are right now, with, you know, finances and everything like that. And now with smart TVs and people having incredible, comfortable places in their homes yep. with surround sound to watch films, a lot of people, I think, are going more the Eric route, you yep. know, and doing Netflix or doing, you know, Amazon or whatever in their homes as yeah. compared to going out to the theaters.
Eggs yeah. and robots.
And, you know, very... And Lamb is a kind of movie.
Is that a big draw for you doing things at home, watching at home? Is
well,
the flexibility...
Well,
technology
is so awesome now. You get, the TVs are great. You know, you get what you want on demand, and it costs very little.
Mm-hmm. And with a movie like Lamb, you're going to want to talk about this movie with someone else. And, you know, even especially if someone might have a closed mind, and it's a movie that you're going to want to debate with, you know? You're gonna
wow.
Wanna, yeah, and so I really liked Lamb. I thought it a very challenging movie. And we're going to actually talk with a writer, director, and actor, Ross Partridge, who's been on the show before in our next segment. But before we get to that, let's hear a little bit from Space Oddity, from Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Kristen Wiig, and David Bowie singing together.
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, Kristen, you remember Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
No.
Starring one of your favorite actors of all time.
Al Pacino.
Zoolander.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Yeah. Ben Stiller, yes.
Heartbreak Kid, I saw that again a couple weeks ago.
And speaking of Heartbreak Kid, David Bowie has like 6 different songs in Heartbreak Kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I don't know, but it was, you know. I, it
then
was
how do we
Heartbreak.
Know it's true, then? If you don't know.
Go to imdb.com.
IMDb. Ah, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.